Tainus Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel, we're talking about the Anshei Maimod, the people who represent all of Klal Yisrael for the Korbanos Tamid, and groups of them would gather in their own cities, and those close to or in Yerushalayim would go to Yerushalayim itself for the Avoda. The Anshei HaMaimod Hoyu Misanin, the men of the Maimod of that particular week would fast, whether they're in Yerushalayim or in their own cities, Arba Yomim Bashavua, 4 days of the week, Miyom Sheni Vad Yom Chamishi, from Monday through Thursday. They didn't make one long four-day fast, but they would fast from morning until night, and then they would eat at night times. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they would be fasting. They did not fast on Friday, and they covered a Shabbos because of the honor of Shabbos. You don't go into Shabbos feeling incredibly hungry and famished. And of course they fasted on Shabbos itself. And they didn't fast on Sunday. Because if they went from rest and pleasure and food directly into a tainus, then they would become faint, viyamusu, and literally they might even die. It might weaken the body. Literally, it doesn't mean that they're going to die, but figuratively, they're going to feel very weak, and they're not going to feel very good if they go right into Sunday fasting. And then the Mishnah goes into what you are going to lain, what you're going to read during that week. Biyom Rishon, on the first day, on Sunday of their Maimod, they would read Bereishis, V'yihi Rokia, in the beginning, and let there be Rokia. The first day's Chelik is five Psukim, so the Kohen would read the first three. The Levi, his Aliyah, would be to repeat the third Pasuk and the last two, and the Yisrael would read the second day's Chelik of B'yom HaSheni. Sort of like what we have to do sometimes on Chol HaMoed, or on Hanukkah, where you repeat a pasuk here and there, and you divide it up so that everybody gets an aliyah. Basheni Yehi Rokia, on the Monday, they would read Yehi Rokia, V'yikavu HaMayim, and the next parsha of Let the Waters Gather. The Kohen would read the whole Chelek of the second day, which has three psukim in it. The third day has five psukim that would be shared by the Levi and the Yisrael. Levi would read the first three, and the Yisrael would repeat number three, and then read four and five. This includes a tefillah, in a manner of speaking, for people who are going by ocean, who are traveling. Bashlishi, on the third day, they would read Yikavu HaMayim by Yom HaShlishi, the third day, V'yihi Ma'oros, and Yom Ravi, the fourth day. The third day, B'seiro'eh HaYabashah, B'seiro'eh can also mean that the land should become fit, it should become appropriate, and this would be for people traveling on the roads. B'Ravi, Yihi Ma'oros, on Wednesday they would read the Yom Ravi, the fourth day's Parsha, B'yishritzu HaMayim, and the fifth day's Parsha. Ma'oros is spelled without a vav. In exchange, the Rishonim say for Me'era, for a curse or a plague, so that children should be saved from any kind of plague, coughing, croup, any kind of problems like that. Bachamishi, on Thursday, they would read Yishritzu Amayim, the fifth day's Parsha, and Vesotze Ha'aretz, Desha, and the portion of the sixth day, which is actually very long. There's no problem with who gets an aliyah there. On the fifth day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the bracha of fertility, so this would be for pregnant women, for nursing women. Bashishi, on Friday, they would read Totei Ha'aretz, the 6 days parsha. Vayichulu HaShamayim, and the Shabbos parsha. Parasha Gedola Karanosa B'Shnayim, Vaktana B'Yachid. If you had a long parsha, meaning you had at least five psukim, they could share two people. Vakitano, but a short parsha that only had three psukim, like the one we described before, the second day's parsha, that would be read by one person, meaning he would have the one aliyah. B'shachris uva musaf, at shachris and a musaf. So the Anshei Maimon, who stayed in their own cities, would read the Torah after shachris, and again reading it after musaf, if it was a musaf day, they would read it again. Those in the Beis HaMikdash were preoccupied with getting the wood, the water for the Korban Musaf, so they didn't read the Torah or do any of these special tefillos. It was done outside Yerushalayim. The Rambam says, however, even in Yerushalayim, they would do all these parshios as well. Uva Mincha, and at Mincha time, the Anshei Maimon are fasting. Nichnasim, they would enter the shul, V'karan Alpihem, and they would read the Psukim by heart. Because they were feeling weak from the Tainus, they didn't even have to take the Sefer Torah out, and they could read a Baal Peh. Even on Sundays, when there was no tainus, because we said they don't fast on Sundays, you could still lay it by a heart so that there would be no difference between the mincha of Sunday and the mincha of the rest of the week. Kikaren es ha-shema, like people who read Shema, also Baal Peh. Erev Shabbos Mincha lo hayu nichnasim nei kavod haShabbos. And finally, Friday at Mincha, the Anshei Maimed wouldn't be required to go to shul or to even read the appropriate verses privately because they needed time to get ready for Shabbos. So on especially a short Friday, they have to hurry up and they have to get ready. Mishnah Dalet. Now, in addition to all the fasting and the davening, the Anshei Maimed Yerushalayim had other chores they had to do. They had to chop wood for the pyres on the Mizbeach, and they had to draw water for the purpose of the flaying of the Karban Tamid. And some days they had to do extra chores besides the wood and the water that they had to do. And if it came into conflict with the Maimed davening and Torah reading, then they were excused from the davening and Torah reading, and they would have to go do the avoda for the Beis HaMikdash. Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Hallel. Any day when they were davening Hallel. Ein Bo Maimed Bashachris. There was no Maimed Shachris. So on a day when Hallel is recited, but you don't have extra Karbonos, which would be Hanukkah, for example, on Rosh Chodesh, there's Musaf. But on Hanukkah, you don't have any extra Karbonos, you don't have any extra tills to do besides you saying the Hallel. So they would leave out the laning of Bereshis at Shacharis because they were so preoccupied with Hallel. So they were excused from that. Korban Musaf, Ein Bo Vane'ila. Whenever there's a Korban Musaf, there was no Maimad at Ne'ila time on Rosh Chodesh, for example. If you have additional Karbanos to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, then at Musaf, Mincha, or Ne'ila, there was no Maimad because they had to do the wood, the water for all of these extra Karbanos that were being brought that day. And so they were so occupied that even the Yisraelim are doing the wood and water for this, they're busy, and the Kohanim are bringing the actual Karbanos, so they're busy as well. Karban Eitzim, Ein Bova Mincha, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, whenever there is a wood offering, specific families we're going to describe in the next Mishnah had the honor of contributing firewood for the needs of the Beis HaMikdash at certain times of the year. So they would bring on that occasion when they were giving their big tzedakah of the wood, they would also bring karbanos and celebrate it as a yontif for the family. So the Anshei Maimed had a lot of extra work to do on those days as well. But they could still do their Maimad at Ne'ilah and Shachris, but not for Mincha because they were so busy with the extra wood, according to Rabbi Akiva. Omer lo ben Azai, kach haya Rabbi Yehoshua shona. The following Rabbi Yehoshua would learn this way. Ben Azai wanted Rabbi Akiva to take his opinion back, and since Rabbi Yehoshua was his Rebbe, Ben Azai thought that if he knew how his Rebbe held, then he would withdraw his opinion. And that was, Rabbi Yehoshua said, Korban Musaf ein boi va Mincha. Whenever there's a Korban Musaf, there is no Ma'amad at Mincha, the extra work for the Musaf was not enough to omit the Ne'ila Maimad, just the Mincha Maimad, and the Musaf Maimad. Karban Eitzim ein bo vane'ila. But whenever there's this extra Karban Eitzim, when the family is bringing all this extra wood, and there's a lot going on, and because it's only Midrabanan to have a little yontif that day, people were worried, the Rabbanan were worried, that people wouldn't keep the yontif on the day that they're bringing the wood. And it really was considered a very important moment for them. So on days when the wood offerings were brought, then both the Ma'amad of Mincha and the Ma'amad of Ne'ilo wouldn't do its usual Ma'amad activities and davening and such, because they had to be preoccupied with all the wood and to do all the additional wood. And Chazar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva was Chazar and retracted his opinion. Lioshon ke Ben Azai, so he would learn like Ben Azai said that Rabbi Yehoshua learned that both the Musaf and the Mincha and the Karban Eitzim day when there's not going to be an Eil either, Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Yehoshua on this, his Rebbe.